He's supposed to connect ties with those relatives by a way that avoiding problems also with his parents, even though those relatives didn't accept him like normal. But no problem, it's part of his religion. And he doing his best to advise his parents to separate in between the matters, connecting ties and giving salam and asking about the situation of the Rahim is obligating Islam according to the person ability and according to the distance and force of those ties and Rahim. أم حسبتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. Do you think that you will be able and allowed to just go and run away in the earth like that and cut your ties? With cutting your ties is la yajuz, and this is only for those who Allah jalla wa ala make them in misguidance. So you be in guidance like that companion who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a ties, when I connect them they cut me and they reject me, when I ask about them they ignore me, when I do good to them they do bad to me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, continue, what are you doing? And if you are exactly like how you describe, you are putting hujjah on them, and you will get the great reward. You will get the great reward. This is the conclusion, the summary of the hadith. So, hafadhak Allah ra'ak. Just continue the khair that you are doing according to your ability. Ask and give salam and give dua, and continue. May Allah open the hearts of all your family, your parents, and your relatives, and try to advise all sides. But don't cut your ties just because to satisfy others, even though your parents. لا يجوز. وفقك الله.